Hello, loyal listeners, and welcome back to the program. My name is Dana Glass. This is An Evening with the Authors. I must admit, I did not expect to be posting another episode. I had moved on. I had come to peace with what my life is now. I've taken employment at a small organic coffee shop where my supervisor, Stacy, reminds me on a daily basis that if I were a failure at public radio, I am an even worse barista. But that is my life now. I did decide reluctantly to post one more episode because I was contacted by former intern Marley, who it turns out is now a fully grown adult with a life of her own, with respectful yet concrete boundaries. They did find it within themselves to contact me and allow me to know that the phone number we had set up for the radio program was still in existence and that fans had been leaving messages this whole time. And I can't tell you, loyal listeners, how touched I am to hear this. It truly draws me back in a way I did not think possible. And I thought, why not listen to these messages live on air, or I suppose live on recording, and let's have a conversation.
Yes, this is a message for Dana. This is Don Fortunato calling again. Yes, the CEO and creative director at Fortunato's Cookies of Fortune. You may know me from such fortunes as an admirer will soon reveal themselves to you. And nothing is impossible to a willing heart. I am calling again to again request that you please invite me to one of your live An Evening with the Authors events. I would very much like to represent my community of fortune cookie message artists, fortunistas, as we call ourselves. You know, we feel we are very underappreciated and overlooked amongst our artistic writer community, and it would behoove the entire world to know the true artistry that goes into these fortunes that we put into these cookies that are, you know, at times frivolous, but at other times deeply, deeply meaningful. You know, we are at the same time a poet, a comedian, a philosopher, a soothsayer, a friend. We must be able to deliver something with such power as courage is not the absence of fear, it is the conquest of it. And then pivot into something more whimsical, like if you want the rainbow, you must first tolerate the rain. It is cheerful, but then, aha, you must think about it for a moment. And then sometimes we just need to deliver something with the comic timing of a, whew, thanks for letting me out. It was dark and scary in that cookie. So, as you can see, there is a wide range of skills and techniques that go into what we do, and I implore you, Dana, to allow me to come on your next author's show at your earliest convenience, because, you know, as they say, Dana, the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Ciao.
It certainly goes without saying that our program attracts some eclectic and eccentric individuals, but we are open. If I were still doing the show, then Don Fortunato, I would surely book you, but I don't think I could get the time off from work. Stacy has already been on me about my tardiness, and, well, you know, in another life, Don Fortunato, we would have been fast friends, or at least brief acquaintances when you appeared on the program. Okay, next.
Hi, Dana. This is Renee with WBPR Big Pretty Radio, and I was calling about our annual pledge drive. We are looking for donors like you to help continue to make great programming here on the station. Programs you know and love, like Automobile Chat and Give Me a Minute. I'm sure I'll think of it. Terrific programming like Stale Atmosphere with Terry Delightful. And of course, An Evening with the Authors. I know that we've been able to count on your support in the past, Dana, and I was hoping that we could still count on that support here at this year's pledge drive. So if you could please just give us a call back and give us your updated credit card information, we will begin charging you monthly on the 22nd of each month, starting in October. Thank you once again for being a financial supporter of WBPR Big Pretty Radio. Goodbye.
No. Okay, I'm not even sure how old that message would have been, for one, since the radio station has been defunct. Also, I worked at the radio station. I was not a supporter. I'm not sure. Maybe nobody let the fundraisers know about the shift. Or perhaps that was automated, although it seemed specific. Okay. Well, who knows how these sort of things can slip through the cracks. That's not important, but let's get back to the calls from fans of the show.
Hello, this is William, calling for Donna. Met you back at that wreath-making thing last Christmas at the Senior Center. I hope this is the right number. Some of the ink is smudged. Donna, you said if my status ever changed to give you a ringy-dingy, well, the cord on Betty has been pulled. So I am, as the kids say, on the market. So if you're up to it, I sure would like to take you out for some fancy ethnic food. If you could give me a call back, it should be on the caller ID. Let me know either way if you can within about, this message has been under a minute, so less than four minutes now, because if it's a no-go, I should probably plug back in old Betty. All right, have a blessed day.
Okay, I don't think that one was for me at all, although Donna is close to Dana, and if the phone numbers are similar enough, even with an ink smudge, that seems like a bit of a coincidence, or two coincidences. The old folks' home, I'm not necessarily sure. I used to do some volunteering when I had spirit left within my body. I hope that you put the plug back in, because I think that was a wrong number. Okay, I'm going to admit, losing a little bit of the excitement that I had going into this, but we have a few more, just a few more. I would have thought there would have been maybe a few more than that. Let's just finish this, I guess. We have a few more.
Hi, Dana. This is Tina Radicchio with Arugula Matchmaking Services. I just wanted to touch base with you. I see it's been a little while since we've been able to set you up with somebody in our system. It actually looks more like 27 months since we even had somebody match, a suitable match for you. So what I'd like to do for you, Dana, is I would like to offer you an upgrade to our premium matchmaking package. And it comes with a few more bells and whistles, and we can talk all about that later. But the caveat is, we want to give you this for free, Dana. We really do. We want to help you find somebody. But what you got to do for us is you got to, we got to take some pictures of you wearing something besides a sweater vest for your profile, okay? And I know you said that was a non-negotiable when we first spoke years and years ago, but I really think it's going to put you out there and kind of just give you that extra little push to help you find somebody special. Because we really want that for you, Dana. All right, give me a call back. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Miss Radicchio, for the kind offer and for the polite redirection on my fashion sense. I will be sure to update that profile on my personal time between shifts at the organic coffee shop and sessions of revisiting my past as a radio host met with disappointment. I don't know why I would have listed that number on your site as my contact, but that might explain why I had not gotten any matches. Although if that were the case, I would think there would be other messages from you on this number. But maybe there are. We have two left, and why not embarrass myself further?
Hey, Dana. It's Ruby down at the library. I'm actually calling to try to get a hold of Bobby Gerbowski. You are listed as his emergency contact, and he has a number of books that are overdue and subsequent fines that are in arrears. And we would like to get those taken care of just as soon as we possibly can. The books in question are, let me see here, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask, The Anarchist Cookbook, The Air Fryer Edition, Sex for One, Gone Girl, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, The Taxidermy Edition, Knot Tying for Dummies, Beginner's Knot Tying, Intermediate Knot Tying, The Courage to Be Disliked, The Big Book of Lesbian Horse Stories, How to Live Alone and Like It, Eyes on the Prize, A Boys Camp Edition, and Everybody Poops. So I don't know if maybe you just want to look around your place and see, you know, if he left any of those there, or if you have like another contact number for him, just so we can, you know, get in touch with him and get these books back, I guess, and make sure he's okay, too. So yeah, if you want to give me a call back up here at the library, hun, it's Ruby, and we'll you know, any information at this point would be helpful. So okay, you keep doing real good on the radio, Dana. We're rooting for you down here at the library. You take care. Bye.
Okay, I have not spoken to Bobby Grabowski in at least over, 2 years. I don't even know. Why would I be... I'm glad to see that he is reading, as I'm glad to see any member of the public utilizing the library, but I will stress it is important as a responsible member of the community to return those books to the library, whether they be a sad list exposing you for the broken person that you are, or a list of normal books for normal people, not horse lesbian books and several books on knot tying that, if there is a legitimate reason, Bobby, that you did not return all of those books on knot tying, I would say I guess I didn't see that coming because I didn't think you would actually do it. And now I'm flooded with some thoughts of, could I have intervened in some way? And now I have processed those feelings and settled on no, I could not have. All right, last message. Let's put this whole affair out of its misery, much like one Mr. Bobby Grabowski. Here we go.
Dana Glass, it is I, Teaspoon Safflower, your nemesis, the man who you say ruined your life. I'm here today to inform you that if you are in receipt of this message, then I have perished. I am probably in the belly of a whale. Long story. Anyway, that being said, I have a fortune that I need to disperse of. And I have decided that neither my 7 children, nor my 2 daughters, nor my father are going to receive any of those funds. I instead am giving all of my assets to you, Dana Miriam Glass. Let it be said on this third day of April 2022 that I, Teaspoon Safflower, give all 100% of my assets to Dana Miriam Glass, including all the wind farms that I own in Tuscaloosa, in Birmingham, in Texas, El Paso, in Mexico, in Guantanamo Bay, and all my solar power farms in Where the Sun Shines. Y'all know Where the Sun Shines? Anyway, there's way too many assets to list, but I do have one more. Boobies, poop, refried. That's all yours, Dana. You can have it back. W boobies, poop, refried is all yours. Do with it as you will. I have done with it as I would. In closing, I do hope that you do decide to honor me by chartering a yacht and finding that whale who ate me and having a ceremony every time that whale shits. As that whale shits, so a piece of me leaves that whale's body. Now, it might take some time. This is Teaspoon Safflower signing off for the final time as I I'm in the belly of the whale being digested as we speak.
Oh my. Marley? She's not here. I have to find Marley's number. I'm going to call Stacy. I quit. I'm going to quit Stacy. I'm going to tell Stacy I... The station's mine. Teaspoon Side Flower's dead. This... Ooh, I am smiling. I am smiling for the first time in what I think may be forever, or at least 18 months. Now I think I'm going to puke now. I am going. Oh, okay. I think I also... out the other end, possibly. Okay. I need to turn this. I don't remember how to turn off this. Loyal listeners, thank you so much. I'm so excited. Wow. This will not be the last that you hear of me. I'm so happy that I did this. I'm so happy for all those messages, whether misdirected or not. I am so happy that Bobby Grabowski is dead. I did not mean to say that. I'm happy that Teaspoon Safflower is dead, and I don't mind saying that. The Bobby thing, that just slipped out. I feel terrible for his, I think he had a daughter. He said something about somebody. He might have been married as well. I believe he had a brother. I don't know that he was in contact with any of them. So if any of you are listening, Mr. Grabowski's family, then you know he's dead now. And that doesn't matter now, because I've got a radio station to run, or at least figure out how to acquire. And okay, bye. I'm turning it off now.